Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. It is time now for another Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And I'm very, very happy to have Nancy Love Wilson in with us today. How you doing, Nancy?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, now we've got a fresh start that we're going to be talking about, and it's called the Fresh Start Resale Boutique. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, well, we had an opportunity, God opened the door for us just recently to start a resale boutique to help fund our ministry to women, which is Bridge Houses here in Bartlesville. And so we had been getting donations of women clothing in for the girls at the house, mm-hmm. and got so many donations in that God just really put on our heart that we could sell those and help fund the ministry. So we found a location and did some remodeling and opened the 1st of August. So we are catering directly to women, mm-hmm. so it's women supporting women.
Oh, great.
Taking donations of women's clothing and accessories, shoes, purses, jewelry, and recycling, and looking at sustainability with the resale shop for women.
Now, the whole idea of this is really remarkable. When you talk about Bridge Houses, mm-hmm. For the folks who might not know, let's give them just a little bit of an education, because I got one in about 20 seconds, yeah. and I know there's more of that story to tell.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I came here to Washington County, to Bartlesville area in 2014, mm-hmm. and started going into Washington County Jail to minister to the women there every week, to tell them that there is a better way to live, that God has a good plan for them, no matter what they've done, no matter what they've been through. And for doing that for a while, we got connected with Nehemiah CADC, mm-hmm. and they had some sober living programs here in town, and my husband and I volunteered with them for a year until they shut down their women's house. And at that point, we really felt like God put in our heart to pick up that baton and run with it. And so we established a 501c3 nonprofit called Bridge Houses, which is just a healthy living program for women in recovery, women who are homeless, who have no resources of their own. We bring them into our home. We help them get their identification and everything they need to go to work. We provide transportation for them while they get established, and help them reunite with their children if they've had an issue with that, and just help them get back up on their feet. The challenge is we don't have funding, so we don't qualify for government funding, and so we have done fundraisers, and the community has been gracious to help us with this, but it has been a challenge to fund the ministry. And so that's what this Fresh Start Resale Boutique is for.
This will be the generator to keep the doors open.
Absolutely.
And also, it'll extend the life of some pretty fashionable clothing for some folks.
Yes, yes. Another thing that is a real blessing with this is that when the women first come into our house, they lots of times are not ready to go to work, so they don't have their identification that they need to go out and apply for a job.
Yeah.
So they can come now and work in the boutique with us and get some job experience and have some productivity with the ministry until they get their ID and can go out and get a job on their own.
That's fantastic, because, we were talking about this before we went on the air. Sometimes when you get on the wrong course, mm-hmm. and you really want to get back on the right course, it can be so troubling and at times just so downright frustrating, mm-hmm. that many people sometimes go back to their old habits, mm-hmm. and their old ways, because it's what they know.
Yeah.
Well, this seems to energize,
yeah.
people and keep them engaged, mm-hmm. in staying on the proper course in life and making better decisions.
Yes, yes. And it just is, it's coming alongside of women who want to have a different lifestyle than what they've been in, that has taken them, you know, down some really tough paths. And we see those women who, you know, one of the things that I put on our flyer for Bridge Houses mm-hmm. is that these women that we minister to are someone's daughter.
They are
someone's mother and someone's grandmother. And I see them every week in our state, everyone different, but now somehow they become the same. I hear their stories, heartbreaking stories of neglect and abuse, of broken families and rejection, of drugs, alcohol, and gambling, stories of shattered dreams, children with no mothers, stories of shame and guilt and hopelessness. Mm. But God. And that's how the story changes. Because that is not God's plan for these women and for their children. His plan is Jeremiah 29:11, to give them hope and a future.
And right there, there's the door, right there in Bridge Houses. And, you know, some people, through no fault of their own, fall into what we call the ditch. Mm-hmm. They fall into situations, whether it's been an illness mm-hmm. or whether it's been a tragedy that mm-hmm. has befallen the family. And suddenly you have women who are out on their own, mm-hmm. struggling mightily, sometimes with children, sometimes mm-hmm. all alone. Mm-hmm. And that all alone, that isolation, mm-hmm. that's where some trouble can manifest. And mm-hmm. I'm glad that you're there. Because these are people we know. These are people we love. And these are people who deserve that opportunity yes. to get things right.
Yes, yes. So one of the things that we love about the ministry is that God takes us different things, through different things. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a recovering addict, alcoholic, have been clean and sober for 14 years. Grew up in a typical household, pretty normal, except for the things that happen behind the closed doors. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know where these women have come from. But most of the time, when we fall into addiction, into that type of thing, there has been abuse. There has been rejection and things that cause us to pretty much self-medicate. And that's where the drugs and alcohol come in, because we're having a hard time dealing with the world around us, mm-hmm. and so then we try to escape through those avenues.
Yes.
And these are not bad women, these are not bad people, but they are
bad
wounded.
Things happen to them.
They
yeah.
are wounded.
Yeah, they
and
are.
And they need a helping hand, and they need someone. You know, our tagline is that we are a hand up and not a hand out. So rather than giving the old story of you can give a man a fish and feed him for a day, or teach him how to fish and feed him for his lifetime, that's how we feel about the ministry that we're doing. Rather than giving a handout to the women, we are coming alongside of them, giving them accountability, and loving them in their way to move forward, and teaching them how to get up and go to work every day, to take care of their responsibilities, to get on a regular schedule, and to get up every day. And we just have to do it every day, get up and make good choices. And again, we do it one day at a time. I couldn't have done it without the Lord. I mean, it's just his bottom line. I'm an intelligent woman. If I could have straightened my life up on my own, I would have. And that's what I see in these women. But we can't do it without the Lord. And
you've got to have that presence.
Yes,
you got to have that in your heart.
Got
to have that guidance.
Yeah.
Now, like we said, you know, there are a lot of factors that contribute to people winding up to the way they are. And sometimes it even goes back, you know, even before you were an even adult.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are things that can manifest into a lot of different things. Do you also offer direction as far as help or counseling mm-hmm. once they can get themselves established through Bridge Houses?
Yes, yes. We have so many wonderful resources here in Bartlesville, and so we partner with several of those. We have connections with Samaritan Counseling so that they can go free of charge.
Mm-hmm.
They let our women come through their counseling program over there. We also have benefits that we can connect the women with Stormwalker Ranch
and the equine
help that they have out there working with the horses. And of course, these are both Christian organizations that give of their time and their money to help women, and so we love that. Our women go to, when we're in session, we've always been a part of Building Bridges of Oklahoma, which helps people out of generational poverty, and looking at poverty not only being the lack of financial resources, but other resources, including who do you know, and you know, do you have a walk with the Lord? Do you have a spiritual part of your life? But helping people get out of generational poverty, because we see so much of that here, generational poverty and generational addiction. And I've seen when going into county jail, daughters with their mother in there and the grandmother in the other pod. And so it's something that has to be broken. And it's a lot of hard work. And I tell the girls, if you think this is going to be easy, you're sadly mistaken, because there's nothing easy about changing your life. It's very hard. But again, that's why you need someone to come alongside of you and help you.
Well, now we get to the fun part here, which is the resale boutique.
Yes.
And, you know, we know how this is going to help people who are in need, and we've revealed the need, and it's very real. But this is called a Fresh Start Resale Boutique. Kind of describe what we're going to find when we walk in the doors at 500 East 4th Street in Bartlesville.
Yes, we are at 500 East 4th Street, which is a challenging address for some people. So we are just east of Cherokee Avenue, one block east of Cherokee Avenue on 4th Street, across from Sutterfield Financial Group. And sometimes they have the beautiful lighting at Christmas. Some people know the lights with the music. So we did, you know, there's some wonderful thrift shops here in Bartlesville, and we shop those thrift shops because we love them, and they have good causes behind them too. So we didn't want to be what everyone else was. We thought, well, we need to do something different, and so we decided that we would become a boutique for women. And so when you come in, you will see a boutique. You will see nice furnishings and higher end resale items. So we have a beautiful antique case that we found that is full of Coach purses and Antonio Milani shoes. And then you will find jeans too, and fun tops, and drive by and look at our mannequins. We're figuring out how to do this. I haven't ever done retail before. So, and something new that we're getting ready to do, because we have been taking pictures for Instagram of our customers in their fun outfits that they're finding. And so this week, we are setting up a photo booth. And so we're going to actually have some fun backdrops and be able to help women find a wonderful outfit, and then be able to take their pictures, or if some girls come in, they can take their pictures together and show their friends what they're finding at a Fresh Start boutique.
Just having some fun, helping others.
Yes, yes.
That is great.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're putting the fun in fundraising.
Yes.
That's key. So you have shoes, purses, jewelry, accessories, and this is just wonderful. How long have you been open now?
So we opened the 1st of August, so we've only been open a month now, almost a month. And we are accepting donations. Any days that we're open, you can bring donations by. We also take small decorative pieces and small furniture items. We are open Wednesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so you can come on your lunch break or after work if you work 8 to 5 downtown. And on Saturdays, we're open from 10 to 2, and you can bring your donations by any time that we're open. All the net proceeds from the shop, from the boutique, do go to Bridge Houses.
That is wonderful. Bring your donations and bring your cash, because you're probably going to see something that you want to take home.
Yes.
Do that. I imagine you're finding that out.
Yes.
Well, Nancy, how do we get a hold of you if folks want more information or if perhaps they want to make a monetary donation to the cause?
Okay. Well, you can, we have a website for Bridge Houses, which is just simply www.bridgehouses.com. And you can go online to that, read more about our ministry to women in recovery and make a donation there. And again, come and see us at 500 East 4th Street, Suite B here in Bartlesville, and visit. And one of the things that we're finding out mm-hmm. that we weren't expecting was the ministry that we're able to do there in the shop for women coming in that need someone to talk to.
That's great.
And we love that.
Super. Love that. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.